the quarterback of the Buffalo Bills, calling in on the Mercedes-Benz Vans phone line after a big win against the Kansas City Chiefs and getting set for Monday Night Football to end week number six against the Tennessee Titans. Josh Allen back here on the Rich Eisen Show. How are you, Josh?
I'm doing good, Rich. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for coming on. How's life? How's life for you these days?
Life's good. Just trying to get by each and every week. It just seems like it gets shorter and shorter, and you know, weeks go by in blurs, and sometimes it's hard to remember who we're playing. But we know we got Tennessee Titans on Monday night this week, and we got to be ready for it.
I was going to help you with that if you needed any help.
Yeah.
Tennessee Titans. Okay. It had to have meant something that you took care of business against the Chiefs in such an emphatic manner on Sunday night.
Yeah, it meant something. It meant we got our fourth win of the season.
Come on. I will not accept that answer, Josh Allen. I will not accept that answer. Come on now.
It's honestly all I can give you. I know the storylines of us playing there last year and the pictures and the way our season ended. I think it was awesome for our fans. You know, they felt a sense of pride and conviction when we won that game. But, you know, we got to turn our attention towards the Tennessee Titans because, you know, they're playing really good football right now, and we got to be ready to go into another hostile environment. Not only that, we understand that our bye week's the next week, so we can't get ahead of ourselves. We got to focus on the Tennessee Titans on Monday night in Nashville and be ready to play.
All that said, Josh, what about a measuring stick? What about the fact, like, okay, that's the last two AFC championship, you know, winners right there, and we beat them up. I had a great game. My teammates had a great game. There's no sense of that right now as you're walking around your building. You put a little more pep in your step that you did beat the Chiefs.
Yeah, there's definitely a sense of confidence. You know, any time you can play a team of that caliber and win the way we did. But again, winning in the NFL isn't easy. You know, it's a thing to be celebrated, you know, for a limited amount of time, and then you got to turn your attention, and we got to try to recover and get back to our normal schedule, and like I said, be ready to go for Tennessee.
When did it click for you, Josh? Clearly, you know, the position that you're in right now, confidence-wise, team-wise, contract-wise, fresh off of an AFC championship game appearance-wise, Super Bowl-ready-wise, that was the plan when you got the phone call from the Buffalo Bills on draft day. But when did things begin to really click for you where you are now an MVP candidate in the NFL with extreme legitimacy?
Well, I mean, I think I got, you know, extremely confident in my mechanics last year, the offseason. Having had COVID, I know the whole situation was a little funky, but being able to be in the same situation, the same spot, be able to throw consistently week in and week out with Jordan Palmer and with Kyle and Sam, you know, digitally mapping my mechanics, just feeling good there and making sure the ball's coming out as consistently as possible. I think that helps. But again, being in the same system, you know, now going on 4 years with Coach Dable, third year with Ken Dorsey, obviously with the same GM, same head coach. I think what they're doing here in Buffalo, and it's a props to everybody in the organization, i.e. Kim and Terry, for putting together, you know, such an awesome front office and coaching staff and allowing players to come here and be the best versions of themselves.
And so how does one digitally map? What were you talking about? What does that mean?
Yeah, we've got a setup. Name's Chris Hess. He works for a company called Biometric. Mm-hmm. And they set up probably, I think it's 12 or 13 cameras. And it just kind of shows your peak velocities in your shoulder, your arm, your hip, your chest. And it allows you to kind of measure angular velocity and things like that. So there is a sequencing of what a throwing motion should look like. And before I was doing all this, my sequencing was way out of whack. My arm and my shoulder were beating my hip to the punch. And, you know, that's just not great, one, for arm care, and two, consistently of ball placement. So being able to look at that data and kind of use it to my advantage, change some things, change my thought process on the whole throwing motion, you know, is extremely helpful. And I have such good talks with people about throwing mechanics, and it's something I'm kind of nerding out on. It's obviously it's my life, you know, it's what I do for a living, and I want to be as good as possible at it. And you know, I've had a lot of help along the way, and it's been really cool.
Josh Allen here prior to Monday Night Football against the Tennessee Titans to wrap up week number six. When was the last time you paid for a meal out and about in Buffalo? Josh,
you know, I don't actually like taking free meals. I again, being here in Buffalo, I want to give back to the community and the small businesses as much as possible.
Okay.
So there's a few times where I've been, you know, ordered a meal, but make sure I leave a pretty nice tip, you know, because I want to give back to the community.
Attaboy.
Given so much to me. So it is fun. You know, it's got its pros and cons of going out here. You know, privacy really isn't a thing anymore. But again, the fans here are so awesome. They're so enthusiastic, and they love the Bills here. And it's a sense of pride when we can win football games for this fan base. And ultimately, we want to win a Super Bowl and give them that feeling. We understand 90, 91, 92, 93, you know, what we did, you know, and we didn't get it done. So, you know, that's a goal for ours, is to bring this city a championship.
I love that you said that. Look, I know, because you're blessed. You know that. It's clear in just hearing your voice and what you're saying. You know you're blessed. And, you know, I just want to make sure, again, a con, when you say it's a con, is a pro to a con, that, you know, you understand that you're a blessed man, but it does take an adjustment that your newfound fame and fortune, and also the hopes that people place in you in a rabid fan base, that takes some adjustment. How about that? We already talked about mechanics and film. What about keeping your head on straight?
Well, I feel like my parents were extremely awesome, really, in how they raised my family. And they helped me keep my head on straight. My girlfriend, Brittany, she does a great job of helping me keep my head on straight. But, you know, I told myself if I was ever in this position, I wouldn't change the type of person I was, you know. And I think really the main con to obviously the newfound fame and all this is just being recognized everywhere. And I'm such a low-key guy, and I don't like really being in the spotlight of attention outside of the football field, obviously. But, you know, I just want to live a normal life, and it's really hard to do that, I know. And this is everything I've ever wished for, so I can't complain. Mm-hmm. You know, I made this bed, I got to lay in it, and it's such a minor con. But it does, like you said, take an adjustment to getting used to people coming up to you all the time while you're eating, and not really, again, people driving by the house and things of that nature. And I don't know if I'll ever get used to, but I understand why.
All right. Do you want a Rich Eisen Show hat to wear and pull over your brow and help you go as incognito as possible? I can do that. That's all I can do.
I'll tell you what. You send it, I'll wear it. I promise you that.
Okay. Josh Allen, I know your address, and it's coming. Well, clearly other people know your address too. I didn't mean to say that. I know that came out terrible.
It's all good.
I'll send it through the Bills, and it's coming, Josh. I'd like to see it.
Okay,
very good.
You got it.
Well, that's my parting gift for you for calling into the show. Thanks so much, Josh. Continued success, and let's talk down the line.
Sounds good, Rich. Thank you.